And good morning, folks. It's another episode of Car Musings. Aren't you excited? Yay! I'm Rose Mad Morgan. Thanks for tuning in today. Appreciate you being here. So, where are we at? What's going on? Everybody having a good day so far? I'm not sure how early it is or how late it is in your world, but I hope everybody's doing good. Me, I'm doing good. I'm on the up curve, which is good. I'm happy about the up curve. I'm happy about getting into that position where things are getting back to normal. You know, that's normal but better. I guess that's the best way to look at it. Normal but better. Don't know how to drive, do you? Fucking idiots. Get off the road if you don't know how to drive. Like, seriously. What can I say? It's funny. I seem to be in demand in some capacity. I started teaching English. And for some reason, it's like the floodgates opened. I got one student. Before you know it, I got like all these people lining up to be my students. And I'm like, holy shit. I gotta start charging more money. I never thought it was such a rocking industry. I would have got into it 2 years ago. Oh, you know how to speak English. Okay. We hire you. And I can't believe some of the prices people pay. And I can't believe these other people that are charging what they're doing and people are paying it. Like, wow, I've been in the wrong industry forever. Jesus, Murphy. If I knew, I could have been making tons of money for the gift of gab. Anyways, I'm not making lots of money right now. It's minimal, but anyways, regardless, hey, when opportunity knocks, my friends, take it up. Answer that door. As long as it's legal. Now, here's the thing. How's your integrity today? How you doing? What's new and exciting in your world? Mine is just the onwards and upwards, trying to keep moving forward, trying to keep doing what I got to do, trying to get back on the top of the hill versus climbing it, you know? I'm happy to say, though, we're halfway up, and I'm hoping it just keeps on going to, you know, to the victory type of thing. So, I actually have such a busy week this week. It's crazy. Like, it's like my dance card's empty for a while, and all of a sudden it gets filled. It's crazy. I don't know what to say. So, anyways, this is about, according to this, I'm really not that far off. According to what, this is the third week of March. It's actually March 17th today. St. Patty's Day. Happy St. Patty's Day for whenever you listen to this. I don't think I'm that far off from what needs to be published. I might just still be, I might be in the last week of the month. I'm not sure. I should really check that. Because probably some of you are looking at the, looking at things going, okay, Mad Morgan, where's my episode? Oops. Sorry, I'm busy with other shit. Yeah, it's interesting. Interesting. I don't know. I'll have to keep an eye on that. Yeah, I've been fluttering around, just waiting for things to unfold. You know, because the world is so crazy right now. It's like, I don't even know. Do you make plans for 6 months down the road, or do you start building a bomb shelter? You know, you just don't know. Or am I going to wake up one morning and the world's not going to be like this completely crazy world that some reason happens? You know, this craziness that is just like, yeah, if I had a wild imagination, the world would be what it is. You know, that kind of scenario, right? If I had a wild imagination, would I make this world? No, if it was a completely obscure, hilarious, stupid, completely off-the-wall world, that would be today's world. But in reality, it's not an imagination. It's not a comedy sketch or anything like that. It's truly the world the way it is. And that's the scary part, because it truly is the world how it is. Oof. I mean, I don't know what to say. I'm baffled that certain people are still standing. I'm baffled that certain people are still allowed to continue on and cause more havoc. You know, Carrot Top, whatever, not the comedian, the other comedian. You know, I don't even want to say his name. He's such a disgrace to the world. He's seriously going to bring upon, you know, bring upon some really interesting results if he keeps on being stupid like this. I mean, sheet. Dude, like, seriously, what are you thinking? Did you wake up one morning and go, hey, let's do this. Let's not think about the consequences. Let's just do this. Yeah, because that makes perfect freaking sense. You know? Like, what kind of ideals do you have to have that you just decide, I'm going to do this today? Forget about the advisors. Forget about anything else. I'm just going to do this today. It's almost like giving a 3-year-old all the money in the world and being able to call the decisions. And what kind of stupid things would they do? That's really what it feels like. It really is. I mean, versus using the power for good, it's like this idiot uses the power to freaking just be whimsical. And how do you think this is going to benefit anybody? Honestly, if I was in the U.S., I'd be scared shitless right now. For all my American people out there, I'd be a little concerned. This idiot that's calling the shots is really putting freaking bullseyes on your back. And the whole world is aiming for you. Everybody. Like, not only the people you pissed off, a good portion of the rest of the world is aiming for you as well. You might want to be a little cautious about things. I wouldn't go anywhere, travel anywhere, and admit you're American. Seriously, I wouldn't do that. I think it's a dumb idea. You're just asking for a world of hurt if you're going to be doing that kind of stuff. Yeah, like, you are now officially the most hated country in the world. I think North Korea actually rates better than the U.S. at this point, to tell you the truth. I really do. And that's a whole different ball of wax altogether, you know? I don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know about the mentality people are having, the ideas people are having, the concepts people are having. Like, what are you thinking that this is okay? Yeah, that's right. You don't want to freaking go up there because you're an idiot. Freaking morons. I tell you. I just don't know. I just don't know. I sit back and I wonder sometimes. Either way. Yeah. How's your morning? What do you do on a regular basis? You know, do you go to work or are you in the pool of us that's unfortunately got screwed over by doing the right thing? You know, that's the question. Makes you wonder, eh? You know what I'm kind of laughing about, though? You know all those people that didn't have a time to prepare for the last couple years being in the scenario? Their actual days are kind of numbered. They'll be seeing the unemployment line pretty soon. And they're going to be far behind because, you know, they figure that they're in a comfy little position. But I'm kind of glad that I actually got a head start 2 years ago and being put into the scenario to test the waters, to test this, to test that, to figure out what works, figure out what doesn't work, figure out a plan, figure out some scenarios, figure out a lot of different things. So I am very happy about that part of it all because, you know, at least I have the tools to be able to move forward with things and go, hey, okay, well, check, 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 check. I've tried all this stuff. Guess what? That doesn't work. Meanwhile, you idiots that are actually gainfully employed because you fucked the dog and took it up the butt or whatever the case may be, you're going to have to hit the market trying to figure it out. And there's going to be a bunch of other people that have already figured it out, are already set in place, and are already doing the thing that they got to do in order to get by. So I am kind of thankful that I'm put in this position. I'm kind of thankful that I'm actually at this point, which is kind of nice. So, you know, whatever. It is what it is. This ever-changing world of ours. I don't know. I'm looking forward to a lot of things coming down the road. Because when you're at the point, there's one thing I've actually learned. When you're at the point where you're down and out, and at the bottom, you can only go up, right? You can only go upwards. You can only get better. There's only more better. Remember, good English on me. Damn it, I'm teaching English to people. Only more better. There's only better days ahead. There really is only better days ahead. Onwards and upwards. So, hey, but you know what? It's March. Make plans for, you know, depending on where you are, which hemisphere you're in. Make plans for the summer coming up. You know, enjoy it. Get out there. Have fun. Make the most of it. Forget about the world politics. Forget about all the bullshit that's going on in the world. Forget about the craziness. Don't even watch the news. Because realistically, you're just going to get your anxiety going. Because how much of us can actually make an influence on what's going on in the world? Not a whole heck of a lot. But you know where we can make an influence? And where we can make a change and we can make a difference? Locally. Locally. People you know, people you can get in contact with, people you can see, people you can give a helping hand to, people you can call up and listen to, people you can just talk to. You can help somebody shovel their driveway. There's so many different areas that you can actually help people locally, and that's a change that you could definitely make, right? That's a change that you could definitely make. You just have to want to make it. So forget about the news, forget about the anxiety that brings, forget about all that stuff. Think about, hey, if I want to make a difference, can I do it? Yes, you can do it locally. You can sit there and you can stress out over what's going on in the bigger picture, but realistically, the average person, like you and me, we can't really do much about it. Oh, sure, we can protest about it. We could write a blog on it, and we could talk to other people about it. We could write a member of the government. You know, there's a lot of little things that we're hoping that will make a difference. It might make us feel better in the moment, but and until we're in a particular position to make a difference, you know, there's not much we can really do. So we just have to hopefully let the powers be, the people that we've elected to make these decisions, make the right decisions. But don't stress yourself out over it because you're just going to get freaked out. You're just going to get paranoid. You're just going to be pissed off. You're just going to be all that stuff. Yeah, fuck you, buddy. I don't like you. You know, and you just don't need that. You just don't need that in your life. Think about the here and now. I think one of my doctors says it the best. Just control what you can control. Because anxiety is caused by stuff that you can't control. So look at what you can control. And make the decisions in those particular areas. That decision. Those decisions. That in my backyard type thing. And you might feel a little bit more in control in the greater scheme of things if you do that. Right? So why not? You know, give yourself a little bit of peace of mind. Give yourself a little bit of, okay, I can do this. I can control this. I can do whatever. You know? That's just an idea. It's just an idea, but it is something that you should keep into consideration. That's there is an option there. Anyways, enough about that. I'm not going to beat a dead horse on that one. You kind of know what you got to do. But just save yourself the stress. As far as the world in a whole goes, yeah, pack a go bag. Pack a go bag. Just in case shit goes south. Emergency supplies and everything else for a few days for you and your immediate family. Why not? Where are you gonna go? Don't know, but at least you have something there. You know, at least you have something there. It's not a bad idea. And I'll tell you, if I had enough resources, I'd be doing more so. But I'm at that point where I have to get back onto building the resources, and that's probably one of the first things I'm gonna do. But you kind of design the world that's around you, so you can either put it off. Just go about your every day, or you can, you know, take a little time and actually put that stuff aside and just do it. But that's up to you. You decide what works best for you. Anyways, on my side of things, I am trying to balance out an escalating demand for my time. It's feast or famine, and which is kind of good. I might have to go down 3 days a week again to the episodes. I found there was a better point there, a better balancing point, only because with my life getting a little more hectic and busy, that it's just finding the time to be able to make sure I don't miss episodes. I'm gonna have to see. I'm gonna have to see. I don't want to be rushed. Like I with other shows that I've done over the years, I really didn't want to be rushed with, oh my, I got to do a show. I got to do a show tonight, you know. Oh, I got so many other stuff on the go, and then I do a crappy show, and I just rush it. I don't want to do that. That was what I was trying to steer away from, the formatted, scripted on the rush, blah blah blah, type thing. I didn't want to keep doing that because it just felt like it was just forced. Why would you want to do forced? Forced isn't fun. You know, you want to do something that's a little thought out, but a little just casual, and that's kind of where, you know, Car Musings came about. You know, that's the element you want to go with. You don't want to go with something that's forced. You don't want to go with something that's, you know, over the top. So, I don't know. I'll have to think about the 3 or 4 days. It's really it's hard to say at this point. Well, I'll have to see how it goes. But I don't know. Count your days. Count your days and see how it goes. All this stuff like that. And, you know, just take your time with things. Just take your time with things. Take it easy. Take a breather once in a while. You know, take a breather once in a while. And just sit back and go, huh, you know what? Tomorrow's going to be a better day. Tomorrow's going to be a better day. And I want to make the most of today. And take some time for yourself. Do stuff that you enjoy doing. You know? Do stuff that you enjoy doing or find a new hobby. But steer away from the news. Steer away from anything that's going to be chaotic. Because realistically, there's a lot going on in the world. But the other thing you got to realize, though, a lot of the stuff that's going on in the world is kind of fake, right? You can generate a lot of this reality, so you really have to think about that one. A lot of people are putting stuff that's out there that's really pretty realistic, and it's not something that's factual, but it really messes with your head when you start thinking about it because it's like, huh, how accurate is this? How much is this? Is this something that really is going on? Again, at the end of the day, what can you actually do about it? Not much. Not much at all. But you can do stuff locally. You can do stuff in your area. You can do stuff for your family, your friends. You can do stuff that makes a difference here, which makes people's lives a little better, which makes lives a little tolerant. And that's good. And that's how you can make a positive change to the world without stressing yourself out, worrying about the bigger picture of things. You know, You can definitely do that. You just have to make the point of saying, hey, I'm going to do this. It's going to happen. It's going to work. You know, I'm going to make the most of it. I'm going to have a good run at it, you know, and just do it. That's what you got to do. Just do it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And I kind of like this extended winter. It's kind of nice, you know. Really nice, this extended winter. I love it when the winters last longer because I like snow. I don't like summer. Not a big fan of the heat. Not a big fan of sweating. So it's kind of nice to, you know, be in the position where I still get to bundle up and still get to beat the cold and still get to do all this stuff like that. I find it's very much enjoyable to be bundled up. Like, you get warm, you can cool down, you know? You get warm, you can cool down. You can regulate things a little better. So it is kind of nice. I kind of like it. And people are like, I don't like winter. Well, okay, that's on you. You don't have to like winter. I like winter. I think winter's great. You know? I don't see why people wouldn't want winter all the time. You know? It's slushy and stuff. I understand that part of it. But it's not something that, like, it preserves you. You got to realize that. It preserves you. It actually extends life. It's like when you put meat in the freezer so it lasts longer. Personally, I like winter. I think winter's a good thing. Anyways, I guess my message going out today is just make the most of your moments. Don't stress yourself out over the things that you can't control. Make some time for yourself. You know, prepare as much as you can, but don't freak yourself out. You know, there's really no point in freaking yourself out. There's really no sense of stressing out over stuff. You know, just make the time where you can. And it's not like we're counting the days, you know, to the end of the world. We're not going any time there soon. Like, in everybody's back of their mind, subconsciously, they want to exist. They want to survive, right? So you got to think about that. People want to survive. So they're not going to make stupid decisions that's going to cost that, right? They're going to make smart decisions to prolong their existence. So rest assured in that. Other than that, everybody else has got to be a watchdog for those people that, frankly, have given up. And if they've given up, they shouldn't be in a position of power. You know, they really shouldn't be in a position of power. From that point, they should be removed from power. But that's going to be up to certain countries and certain citizens to come to realize that, you know, if their leader has a death wish, doesn't care about the outcome because he's getting old, then definitely should be removed from power, because you don't want somebody playing Russian roulette with your life, with your existence. Hell no. Why would you want that? You wouldn't want that. I know I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want that at all. I would want to basically be the master of my own destiny and stuff. You know? I would not want anybody else to be making those decisions, especially some crazy lunatic in a friggin' White House, you know? Rest assured, my friends, I see tomorrows. Tomorrows are there. Just take a deep breath. Stay away from the news. Anyways, I'm your host, Mad Morgan. I'm gonna call this quits for today. I gotta focus on what I'm doing. You have yourself a great day. You know, have a great day. I hope you really do have a great day. Don't worry, we're gonna be good. World's gonna be good. We're gonna figure it out. And we're gonna do something about it. Thanks for listening to this episode of Current Musings. Take care of yourself. I'll see you next second. I'll try that again. I will see you next episode. Bye for now.